The daring escape of Deng Xiaoping's translator, Wan Yuhan's leap to freedom.
In a world where the odds are often stacked against us, stories of courage and survival can inspire us to believe in the power of hope and determination. One such story is that of Guan Yuhan, a man who risked everything for a chance at freedom.
Recently, an article published in the German Talent Program
recounted the harrowing tale of this Chinese individual's self-rescue. A decision made in 10 minutes with only a slim chance of success. Who is Guan Yuhan?
Guan Yuhan was not just any ordinary man. He was the Russian translator for Deng Xiaoping, a columnist closely followed by Zhu Rongji, and a renowned scholar at the University of Hamburg. Fluent in multiple languages, including Chinese, German, English, Italian, and Russian, Guan was a celebrated cultural ambassador known worldwide.
His story is of intellect, survival, and a desperate bid for freedom during one of China's most tumultuous periods.
Born in February 1931 in Phoenix Village, Guangzhou,
Guan came from an educated family.
His father was a teacher at Lingnan University,
and his mother, from a scholarly family, instilled in her children the value of education.
Guan and his siblings received a robust education, which later took him to Shanghai,
where he attended St. Francis Xavier's College and then Shanghai West Middle School.
Guan Yuhan's early career and downfall.
After establishing the People's Republic of China, Guan entered the Beijing Foreign Studies University to study English before switching to Russian. At 22, his exceptional performance led to an early graduation and a position at the Ministry of Finance's Soviet Expert Workshop, where he served as a translator for central leaders like Chen Yun and Deng Xiaoping.
He translated numerous Russian economic and literary works in his spare time, showcasing his remarkable talent.
However, at 25, Guan's life took a dramatic turn. During the anti-rightist movement, he openly shared his criticisms of the party, leading to intense political persecution and a label as a rightist.
He fell from grace and was sent to Qinghai for re-education, working as a photographer for the Qinghai Pictorial. The Great Escape. The Cultural Revolution further intensified Guan's suffering, with daily public denunciations and a life of misery. In February 1968, facing another round of political persecution, Guan contemplated suicide.
Instead, he stumbled upon a Japanese passport belonging to Sayanji Kinkazu, son of Sayanji Kinmochi, a respected figure by Mao Zedong and Zhou Enlai.
In desperation, Guan decided to impersonate Sayanji and escape China.
With a high chance of being shot by border police, Guan chose to gamble on the slim chance of survival over a life without dignity.
He meticulously planned his escape in a few hours, from obtaining exit stamps to burning incriminating letters. The flight to freedom.
Guan's plan was fraught with risks, especially since he didn't speak Japanese. Yet, fate seemed to favor him.
He managed to get the necessary stamps, withdraw money, and even replace the passport photo with his own.
At the airport, he narrowly avoided recognition and, through a series of fortunate events, boarded a plane to freedom. Guan was overwhelmed with emotion as the plane took off, repeating to himself, "I am free.
I am free." Guan Yuhan's legacy.
Guan Yuhan's escape is a testament to the human spirit's resilience. His story is not just about escaping a repressive regime, but also a reminder of the value of freedom many take for granted. Guan's life inspires all who yearn for liberty and is a cautionary tale of the lengths one might go to achieve it.
In the end, Guan Yuhan,
the translator, the scholar, the cultural ambassador, and the survivor, became one of China's most famous and fortunate traders. His story remains a powerful narrative of hope, courage, and the unyielding desire for freedom that resonates with people worldwide.
Follow us on X, Facebook, or Pinterest.